Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live. This is our third episode from the Santa Rosa County Chamber here in Milton, Florida. And I'm surrounded at this table by some wonderful folks doing some really cool work, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So by all means.
Jimmy Melvin, Sandy Ridge Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Don Little with Greenback Rubber Coating.
Yeah, we don't have to do the favorite animal now. We're good.
Cheryl Little, I'm with Dream Deck also.
And so you all tag team this, don't you?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so who sells more? That's what I want to know.
Well, she's the salesperson.
Smart answer.
He measures.
Yeah, twice, right?
Happy I was supposed wife, right? to measure, but I
yeah.
couldn't do it.
I got you.
Jim Oates, Wolf's Pride Commercial Cleaning Service.
Very cool. Well, welcome all of you. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
And for those that can't see Ben on the other side over here, he's taking pictures of us today, so which you guys will see his work later as we post it on social media. Okay, so Jimmy, tell me about your world.
My world, it's about rehabilitation and long-term care. We do both in our community, and we keep it real. We are very active with our patients. We want them to have a good life because that becomes their home. We do all modalities of therapy, speech, physical therapy, occupational therapy, anything to get someone back home so they can live at home if at all possible. And we also do 7 days a week for our ortho patients, which, you know, that's very important.
Are you all at a facility or do you do in-home rehab stuff too?
We don't do in-home, but they can come outpatient as well and do that. But we have, most of them are inpatient, direct hips and knees, some cardiac, things like that, that come just, they're too weak to go home and their caretaker really, it's a little much for them.
Yeah.
So it's our time to give them a break. Also get this patient rehabbed to where they can go back and safely live at home. Safety is the main thing.
Yeah.
And then for those who can't or those that just need long-term care for many reasons, we have beds for that as well.
Yeah. So how do you know? How do you find out?
Well, you pretty well know when the caretaker is so overwhelmed that they can no longer do it. Many different things can vary in their lives or, you know, the caretaker's life as well. And the main thing is you want to maintain a good relationship. You don't want to see them so worn out that they don't have any quality of life on either side.
Right.
And so this gives them a good quality of life. And then they're able to come get them sometimes, even go to church or maybe a meal sometimes out if they're capable of doing that. But we have so many activities. I mean, we have people come in and sing. We have different churches come in, and they are always having activities. We have a big birthday party every month for them, and many different churches take that on, and they'll bring gifts for everyone, and it's very nice. We want to keep them very busy.
How do I get my name in the hat for that one?
Oh, I'll take it. Bingo's the best. They move out of the way.
Right?
They will run over you in their wheelchair.
But it's the activities that keep the mobility going, that keep some of the rehabbing, right?
Absolutely.
If that makes any sense.
Yes, it does. Even for our much older people, we have, yep, you aren't even close, sweet.
You're still here on your own, man. You got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah. We have a 100 and 101 year old. So, I mean, you know, something right is going
on. That's cool.
But, you know, we even have the things where we'll, you know, toss the ball around, do some things like that. We want to keep coordination. Hand-eye coordination is still very possible at any age. And then we also want them to be able to, you know, walk with a walker or, you know, whatever they're capable of doing.
So is this rehab like after an accident or a broken bone or is it just really sometimes to keep motor skills going too?
All of the above. Yeah. We do everything. And then some people do have elective hips and knee surgeries and things like that. Mm-hmm. Many are unelected, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and,
sort of
you know, sadly, a lot of the hips are falls.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I work with many organizations around town. And, you know, this Friday, we even have enough fall prevention expo from 8 to 12 at the community center. And that's simply to come learn.
Real. Like I have my father fell a couple of years ago and he had his pelvis shattered and hip replaced.
Yes. And if you don't get proper help and rehab right away, you can maybe never get up again.
It's like a tin man, right? You can't move.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So does it cost a lot?
Well, it's relative to anything. We do have 24-hour nursing and the therapy that comes along with it. But for most people, when you're 65 and older, probably 98% of the people have Medicare. Mm-hmm. They will cover 100% of 20 days. And then there is a copay after that. And most people have a supplement that will also cover that.
Yeah. So is does 20 days work for most
rehabs? A lot
rehabs?
Of them, like a basic knee or hip, you can really get there to that safety point. And, of course, most of those are very anxious to go home by then, you know, too.
And I don't think I could spend 20 days out of the house without tweaking out a little bit.
Yeah, and it just wears them out. You know, even though we do have, we're very blessed, we have great cooks, so there's good food for them. And we also, you know, have a very caring staff. Some of the employees have been there, you know, 35 years or so that continue to care for these patients. And that's very important because they want to know that face that's going to come in their room every day. It's not someone new all the time.
Do you all have doctors on staff or do their doctors get to come and see them there?
We do have a medical director. It's Dr. Bachwin Leite, and she's local. And she and several other doctors do come and see patients there. The patients all get seen by the doctor. And, of course, any emergency or anything such as that, we work very closely with our doctors. They can still go out and see their doctor. Now, for some orthopedics and things, I have a few local ones that will just pop in.
Right.
But the others, we will take them to their appointments. Because until the doctor really feels like they're able to discharge home, and then sometimes we have to do a home visit and make sure they can safely make those steps or whatever they claim they can.
They made sure he had railings and the doors did what they were supposed to do.
Because you don't want to go home and fall down immediately.
Yeah, that's especially after recouping, right?
Yes.
How do you get in? Can you elect yourself to go, or does it have to be through a referral from a medical physician?
Well, most of that, the rehab part, to get the benefits of Medicare, you have to have a 3-midnight stay at the hospital. And then, of course, we do get referrals for that. Mm-hmm. I do have some people that are doing elective, and I'm blessed to stay full very much, so they go ahead and set it up ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And we try to manage to where we can, you know, take them when we know that they're coming in, because that's very important to them. They know our reputation and they know how well some of them are come back after, you know, if they go to do the second knee or whatever, they'll come back because they had such great results. Two of my orthos, they only send their patients to us. They'll let them go elsewhere, of course, if they fuss about it, but we're really lucky about
that. How do I know? Like, do you have a rating system? How do we know your facility's like awesome?
We do. We've just become a 5-star, which is the highest you can have. And, there's many sites through OSHA and different things like that you can,
Are you regulated by like JCO and all of that other stuff? Just like the hospitals and stuff?
We are the most regulated.
More really?
Yes. Nursing homes, unfortunately, we all saw what happened after the hurricane recently. Yeah. And even though we all had disaster plans and had things in place, our county, which, you know, we're good. We are one of the few safe communities in the United States, in the world even. Wow. Yes, there's only about 20 in the United States. Wow. So,
I mean, congratulations, but at the same time, like, that's a shame, right? There should be way more than that.
Oh, absolutely.
There?
Because it means we have went out in our whole community as a whole and tried to make it that way and do the right thing. So, they have hurried up in since all of that happened and they are tweaking those disaster plans, it's bad enough if you have to get whatever the transportation you've set up to get them out of town.
Right.
But now it's got to be when, you know, way before. You can't wait till something hits.
Yeah.
And then even having certain generators in place, you know, with a certain amount.
Yeah, you can't depend on them.
No, you can't. So.
And then getting back after the storm.
Absolutely.
I can imagine it's going to be rough.
So you really have to have a lot of safety measures. And we are, like I said, we're the most regulated group of people around. We get surveyed every year.
Yeah.
And they can drop in at any time.
Yep.
You know, if somebody calls ACCA, if somebody calls there is a hotline.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, definitely should keep people on their toes, you know?
I know I've worked in some of the healthcare side of things, and it was highly regulated. So I can only imagine if it's even more than that, like you're really eggshells the whole time. But that's good. I mean, you're forced to do what you need to do, right?
Sure.
So do you always have somebody on staff? Is there always nursing available? I mean, it's a
24/7.
Yeah, really? I might just come hang out for a little while just so I can be lazy for a week.
You might be our easiest patient.
I might be, yeah. Yeah. I don't even care what flavor cake it is for the birthdays. What's some of the common elective rehabs as opposed to some of the prescribed?
Most of the common electives are, believe it or not, some people do have to get their hips done.
Mm-hmm.
Some people get their knees. Some of them want to do both knees at once, which is really wild.
Yeah, I've heard that was not the smartest move, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, when you, some cardiac surgeries and things like that, they kind of know what the healing rates are with that. And so they know that you're going to need help
mm-hmm.
beforehand. Of course, there may be other things, and you can set it up and then not have to come, and that's
right.
You know, great for you, but most people have no idea, you mm-hmm. know, about rehab in places, or of course the long-term care, of course, on the other side if it goes the wrong way or whatever. Or you know, you have people that go in every day, they may have a stroke. We get a lot of stroke rehab, and some of them can't go back home,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the long-term care comes in. We do take them from home just when we know, you know, they can't handle any of the situations mm-hmm. anymore, and the caretaker's about, you know, to
maxed
fall
out
too.
Yeah.
But the doctor, we have to get certain, you know, 3008 paperwork done. We try to ease the pain and help it along as mm-hmm. much as we can.
Because that's the worst part. Trying to read through all that language.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't make any sense.
So, you know, and a lot of the doctors, believe it or not, that their patients need to be long-term are not even versed on any of that. So I just try to walk them through it, make it very simple for them, because simpler, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Help their nurse to kind of fill it out so we can get them to sign it.
Yeah.
But they have to have a doctor's order to come into a nursing home.
Okay.
You can't just come drop them off at the front door. You can come hang out.
If you got grandma hanging out there with you, yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. No, we let people come visit.
Yeah.
They love animals too. Animal therapy and all of that.
Yeah, that's a really big thing, isn't it?
It's grand.
Yeah.
Yes. You can actually see someone smile that might not ever smile.
Yeah. So I've seen, you know, growing up, you saw seeing eye dogs and
sure.
there's the help. But now I'm seeing, I have a friend who has a stress dog.
Yes.
Like that's their stress relief.
Yes.
And it works. Like the anxiety's down, the stress is down. The dog is so cool.
Right.
You know, so that's really cool.
A lot of PTSD people are having that now.
Yeah.
And it does work, you know. So we are very lucky. We have many different doctors or dentists, podiatrists,
mm-hmm.
things, people that come in to see the patients there, so they don't always have to be taken out of the building, because
right.
you know, that's rough for some of them to ride in a wheelchair van, even. It's hard on their little bodies,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
yeah. So if anybody's interested or wants to get any more information, where do we send them?
They can come to Sandy Ridge anytime. We have an open door policy. You don't have to call and say you're coming for a mm-hmm. tour, because you should be able to walk in any door and walk into the facility and know this is how it is.
Right.
This is how we are to everyone. And we aren't putting on the dog just because someone's mm-hmm. going to come. So, you know, and that should be that way anywhere.
Agreed.
A lot of people won't let you do that. On the other hand, if they don't want to go by, they can email me. They can call me at 686-2176. And my email is fairly simple, jimmymelvin@bellsouth.net. And we will do what we can to take care of
you. Yeah, very cool. You guys have a website?
They are working on it now.
Ah,
yes,
okay.
We do. And they were redoing it. So Hopefully that's coming very soon.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Well, thank you for hanging out with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Stick around. We're going to find out some other cool stuff.
Great. I'm interested.
Okay. You have been patiently waiting all afternoon.
I've been enjoying the wait.
Now is your time.
Now is my time. So, Don here. Dream Deck.
Yeah. What is this stuff?
Well, I'll tell you what. Dream Deck is the number one rubber coating surfacing in Florida right now. As far as pool deck, I'm talking about 90% private. We're talking about private residences.
Mm-hmm.
And now we don't do it to do pool decks. I mean, we have our own front sidewalk, a porch, things like that. Any area where you're walking and you do not want to fall. Falling, as she could tell you, is not an option for someone my age especially.
So this stuff can get wet. It's slip resistant. It's porous. So the water kind of goes through it, right?
It's, I'm thinking we need it in the nursing home.
You know, does it have to be applied to concrete or can it be decking?
Prefer concrete decking if it's brand new or practically new.
Yeah.
Because water does go through it. And that wood's pretty old, it's going to rot the wood.
Yeah.
So we need a really good wood to put it down. But I tell you, a lot of people don't know the features of this until they actually see it.
Right.
So anyone calling our number, which is, of course, 8505-290-658. Go on our website, which is www.dreamdeck.com. But coming to see it and feel it. When we do a show, Cheryl's real good at this. She'll have people, look, if you're wearing sandals, take your shoes off, because we'll have a big rubber pad laying in front of our booth and have them stand on it.
Yeah.
And that's a feature that people don't fully understand until they actually see it.
Yeah.
You look at a picture like we have along here, it doesn't really tell you a lot.
Yeah, I know. We were talking earlier. This is for those that can't see what we're doing here right now. It's like the stuff on the playgrounds these days.
Yes.
You know, it's that soft, rubbery.
Right. Now, what they put on the playground, they have to put about, I think it's 3/4 inch recycled tire rubber.
Yeah.
We don't use recycled tire rubber. The rubber we put down, a lot of it came off of mobile home roofs, which is white. This color goes. If I had a sample of a long color, goes right through it. You do not get any very, very little fading over 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. It'll last for a while, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And as far as length of time, like down at Disney World, been over 20, going on 25 years. People ask, well, how long is it going to last? We don't know.
Yeah.
We really don't know. Now, we put a 3-year warranty on our workmanship and material, because what we're going to do when we come to your place, after you've chosen the color, we bring the mix with us, but we hand mix it, literally like making bread dough. I did it one time.
You said you were doing it.
I actually did it one time. For about an hour. That's all I could handle. But then it's hand trialed, and it's not just smoothed out. It's got to be pressed into the surface. And as far as I tell you, the best thing to say is, let my wife take over, but we have a triple A rating. Cheryl, you give him. He's a smart man.
I gotta give him that.
This originated in Europe over 70 years ago, so this is nothing new to the world. What we do is, like he said, we hand trowel it down. It's maintenance free, and it doesn't require annual resurfacing like some of the paintings that you can put down on your rounder pool.
You don't have to reseal it either, do you?
No.
Yeah.
No resurfacing, no resealing. What you use is a pressure washer. And if you don't use it, of course it's going to get dirty, but it will go right through the rubber. When we put it down, it's put over the little tunnels that you have around your pool. And you don't have to worry about cleaning those out anymore, because this is going to let those little pieces of dirt right out. If it does get dirty, spill wine on it or anything like that, you're going to use chlorine to clean it off. You put some chlorine on there and pressure wash it, come right off.
You just grab it right from the pool. You don't even have to go far.
That's right.
So, okay, but I think you hit on the what seems to me is the biggest thing is that it's not slippery.
Exactly. Even
it's rubber, and when it gets wet, it's not slippery.
I was doing a show one time, and there's a lady, probably not as old as me, nobody's as old as me, but she asked me about the rubber decking. She said, well, the one thing I always tell people, it's a non-slip surface. That's all she had to hear. She wrote her name down on the lead sheet. And another lady, she had a new granddaughter, and she did not want her little girl slipping and falling. That's her biggest feature. Now, one thing, like Cheryl said, is pressure washing it. We had an instance where a lady called the owner of the company, Marvin Zimmerman, out of Sarasota. I represent him up here in the Panhandle. This lady called him. She had it down for 5 years. She said, my Dream deck, rubber decking, just doesn't look nice. What are you going to do about it? He went down there and looked at it. She never pressure washed it in 5 years.
So he did that and it looked brand new.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he pressure washed it for her.
Yeah.
And she was amazed.
Yeah.
She looked like brand new.
Yeah, he put down some Dawn liquid, you know.
Yeah.
And pressure washed it. It came up beautiful.
Yeah, that's yeah. So awesome.
Yeah, Dawn works real well. The only time, but now, if you have a mold issue, first of all, when we come in to your place, we pressure wash your whole deck.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's brand new, we pressure wash. What we're looking for, obviously clean it, but what we're looking for is low spots. We're going to make a drain there, straight down or channel it out.
Any place we don't that's want the puddling. Water in.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a puddle,
yeah, which is what everybody
mold.
Slips on, right?
Right. The only time you're going to get a mold issue on our rubber decking is like a lot of people have screened-in pools, and the corners will have plants and stuff. The corners, water will stand, and then the dirt is there yet. And then if they don't pressure wash it quick enough, you're going to get a mold issue.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do is, take, like Cheryl said, spray some chlorine, let it sit about 5-10 minutes, or even a half an hour, it would be better, and then just pressure wash it right off.
That's crazy. And so does it? How does it come? Is it all large sheets, or is it like by square foot? Or
no, it comes. I should have a bucket full along with me. It comes in small granules that we hand mix. We hand mix it.
Okay. Hand mix the colors.
Yeah, at the place of our business, our warehouse, we'll hand mix your color choice first. Then we bring that to your site with the color of your choice. Now we're going to hand mix it with the resin and hand trowel it down. And that's the way it's put down. Nothing fancy about the process.
You know where I wouldn't want this stuff? Is right in front of my refrigerator where the ice cube always falls out, right? And in the bathtub. Like, just do the whole bathtub with this stuff.
Because
those are the two places in my house that I slip.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I was asking how it comes, because I could see it being like a mat size, you know, like
right.
a bathroom mat
no.
size that would be fancy.
People,
I'm just going to borrow like 5 of your samples and we'll just take them home and
no,
make it work.
No.
Now, one thing we've done already
we
down there.
Samples like that. You don't want little tiny ones.
No, I want the big one you brought in.
One thing we've done down at Sarasota, people with pontoon boats, we've done the surface of a pontoon boat.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
That works great.
So it's not hot to step on.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And slip, not hot, and doesn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't slip.
Yeah. So, and that's what we were talking about before you started, was that this started in Arizona, right? And you said it's going like crazy over there.
It started in Europe.
But it's selling like crazy in Arizona is what we were talking about, because it's so hot there. They're doing the surface like this, and it's keeping everything cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of old people out there.
Yeah. You don't have to be old to have hot ground. You can walk through the sand out here in the summertime. It gets even the young guys. Not that I'm a young guy, but Ben over here, it's got him.
The owner of the company, Marvin Zimmerman, he lives in Sarasota, and he doesn't have to advertise. He gets enough word of mouth now that he's the best guy there to do it.
Yeah, cool. Well, time to send some your way, right?
Yeah, I wish I had him along up here, but Marvin is so busy. He's been in the pool business for like over 25 years, but he did the Dream Deck, picked up about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
He sold his pool business out because he was too busy with Dream Deck.
Sure.
And,
it's a need.
It's a product that sells itself when it's down.
Yeah.
When you have it, you're so excited. There's a lady right here near Milton, almost in Pea Ridge. And she said, tell people to come around. And any place that we've done, any pools that we have, people are willing to give us a call. We'll call them. They can go look at the job.
Very cool.
We did here in Milton. If you know where the computer store is on 90.
Mm-hmm.
We have it down there. You can go and look at it anytime. It's outside. We did it for free for him.
Yeah, just a small walk-in.
Into the door. He was having a lot of people, I guess, slipping there. So.
Yeah.
But the best place to look is actual pool deck.
Yeah. And you say it's more of an outdoor product than anything indoor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But your resin will stick to just about anything, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah. Just keep that in mind. I get creative over here. So,
you should be representing us.
Well, you know, hey, we could talk, right? If, you know, if the money's right, you never know. For those that want to find out more information or want to see what it looks like, where can we send them to?
Okay. Give us a call, 850-529-0658. Go on the website, www.dreamdeck.com. There you can see a lot of samples before and after on our Facebook page or even on there. If you just Google rubber deck and dream deck will come up. And the before and after is great because I have one picture where they had this pebble rock down and they had a crack, a big wide crack. We just filled that over and we can
seal it right back.
Just push rubber in until we get it smoothed out. And it's a great product.
It's awesome. It's like space age.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today.
We appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Let's hang for a minute. I got James.
We're going to be at the Home and Boat Show in Fort Walton this weekend.
Okay. Home and Boat Show. I haven't been to one of those yet.
Booth 85.
Awesome. All right. We'll stick around for a minute. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, James. You're early, but you're up.
My name's Jim Oates from Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Service. We're celebrating our 25th year next week down in Clearwater, as a matter of fact. And we're a faith-based organization. We are a franchise operation, and we've been successful with it.
So, Office Pride Commercial Cleaning. So what are you guys special in? Anything commercial?
Routine janitorial maintenance, floor care, window washing, any construction cleans. Anything that the customer does not want to be involved in.
Yeah. Any certain type of industry that's like off limits for you guys?
Personally?
I'm going to let you step in that one.
Yeah, thank you. Some industries are a little bit tougher to maintain and keep happy than others. But I will not say no to anybody who wants a no charge proposal.
Yeah, very cool. All right. So, how do I know if I would need commercial cleaning?
Are you cleaning your own building?
No.
Yep. Are you happy with the cleaning that's being done, or do you want more than what you're having now? A lot of small businesses still clean themselves, and they sometimes feel that taking out the trash and wiping out the kitchen sink is enough, but if you have visitors, it may not be.
Well, and I know it's just hard enough keeping up after myself on top of everything else that I have to do today, to let alone have to do anything beyond that. I can totally understand that. Is it costly?
It depends on what you want done, how often you want it done, how big your space is, how many people are involved. Mm-hmm. What we do is if we get a request, we'll come in and do a walkthrough, as we call it, see what you want done, how often you want it done, what it's going to take to do it. And come back with a proposal for your review.
So if I'm a small business, 1 to 10 employees, it's probably something that I could afford.
I would think so. A lot of our smaller customers have us one time a week. Larger customers may go 5 or 6. A church we do 7 days a week.
Yeah.
It depends upon your needs and traffic.
Any job too big?
No. Prices change by the square footage. Over 100,000 square foot, it's a different rate. But most people average about 3 days a week and 2 to 3 hours a night.
So, and do you guys do banks?
Yes, banks, credit unions. We do a lot of banks in this area, yeah, some credit unions.
There's some criteria you have to meet there, so I know that that's a big one for people
yes,
to do.
Yes, but your medical facilities are much more stringent than banks.
Sure.
A lot more disinfecting, a lot more traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you get into this business?
To me, it's a people business. You can teach the clean and the routines, but you have to have the right people.
Yeah.
I've been in the people business for about 40 years. Prior to this, I worked as a loan servicing manager for a private mortgage banker. So again, it was people.
Yeah. So I like the way you put that, people business. I would hope all businesses were people business to an extent, but not so much, huh?
No, not all the time.
So you've been doing this for how long with Office Pride?
I've been on my own as a franchise owner for 10 years. Prior to that, I worked a year and a half as the operations manager for our operation in downtown Pensacola.
And national franchise or worldwide?
It's national. I say national. I believe we're in about 26 or 28 states. We started in Indiana. Our corporate offices are now in Palm Harbor, Florida. Founded by Todd Hopkins in 1992. And we're growing at a rate of about 20 to 30% a year.
Wow. That's impressive.
For the past 3 years, it's been a steady 30%.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are doing cleaning. You're doing it on a large scale, obviously using disinfectants and chemicals and things like that. Are you sustainable consciousness and are you environmentally conscious?
We have green cleaning programs. There are LEED buildings here in the Pensacola area that subscribe to this and adhere to the standards. To be a green cleaning building, 30% of your chemicals must be Green Seal certified. Mm-hmm. But a Green Seal product is not a disinfectant. So in restrooms or degreasing, mm-hmm. it just doesn't work. You have to go back to a I don't want to say bleach because we don't use bleach.
Right.
But you can't use a Green Seal product to disinfect.
Yeah. So what about like some of those places that nobody wants to go, like a crime scene or a chemical plant or things like that? Are you all trained to do those kinds of things?
No. Let me be right up front. We are a routine janitorial maintenance company. Crime scenes are handled by, I don't know.
The crime scene people, right?
Crime scene people.
Yeah. But there is no, but other than that, there's no, like you can go do a chemical company or you can go do, and I don't mean chemical company like cleaning the chemicals, but I mean, you could be on premise at a.
Office environments are the primary, our primary customer. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of warehouses where we're not going in the back of the warehouse, so to speak, mm-hmm. but we're cleaning their offices, maintaining restrooms, whatever the case.
Yeah. So you got room to grow here?
Oh, yes. Yeah? Yes.
And how many people you got in the crew?
On my crew, most of our people are part-time. They'll work, depending on their needs, anywhere from 2 to 3 hours a night. Our average employee probably works about 15, 17 hours a week. Uh-huh. We find that's about the maximum because they are working full-time during the day.
Right.
And after that, you burn them out.
Sure, sure. And obviously, most of your office cleaning's got to be done after 5 o'clock. So.
Yes.
How does the company work? I mean, you've been there for a while, so it's obviously, it seems to me like it's a good company.
Oh, I believe it is. Again, we are faith-based. We have a tremendous amount of support coming out of our service center in Palm Harbor. We are a franchise, but before we grant a new franchise an opportunity, frankly, we vet them 4 ways from Sunday.
Yeah.
We want someone who believes in our core values and wants to build a business, not just collect a paycheck.
Sure. Very cool. Okay. So if anybody's interested and wants to get some more information or wants to have you come out and quote them, where can we send them to?
Well, my phone number directly is 850-776-0719. You can go to the officepride.com website. And from there, you can see a location. It tells you a history. It'll give you all the information, whether you're interested in a franchise or in a quote.
Very cool. All right. So I noticed that because I've talked to some other cleaning companies, the thing that always separates one company from the other is the process, right? The cleaning process.
Yes.
So what does that look like for you guys?
The cleaning process to me is result oriented. In other words, if we come in here and we dust the vents today, we don't have to necessarily do that again tomorrow. Saves the customer time, money, saves us time, which is money. All cleaning jobs are based on time and effort and money. So the quicker you can get in, the better job you can do and not have to come back. Mm-hmm. That's the key.
And do the rates change with the amount of people? Like, do you hire 3 people to clean a two people job, or is it sort of regulate itself based on square footage?
It's really based on square footage, population density. We'll make the decision how many people we can get in there to get the job done and get out.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple people on a job can pose their own issues.
Sure.
Unless you give them specific tasks. But for the most part, that's not the customer's concern.
Yeah. So what does your house look like?
My house is probably a mess right now.
I always wonder because prior to all this techno stuff I did in the radio, I was a chef, right? So everybody was always asking me, well, what do you cook when you go home? And I'm like, nothing. You know, like I'm doing it all day long. So, yeah. Very cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
And I appreciate all of you being here. We're getting to the end of our time. And, you know, here in Business Radio X, we obviously love to share all of y'all's stories, because honestly, I would never meet or have known any of you if it had not been for today. So I think that's very cool. And for us to be able to take that and put it out there.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's a people, what'd you call it? What'd you call it? A people job?
Business.
It's a people business.
Yeah, that's it.
It is. All of our jobs are kind of like
really,
that.
Yeah. Really, yeah. Definitely mine.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you again for all for coming out today. And you guys can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.